As the Tea Party movement has taken a great deal of flack for being a racist organization, I've noticed recently that several people on Facebook and Twitter have pointed to signs and placards at Tea Party rallies as examples of this inherent racism. Well, let me start by saying that I would never defend some idiot at any rally that discriminated against anyone, minority or otherwise. The point I have tried to get across to these folks is simply that there are bad apples in any bunch, whether they're on the left or the right. The problem, as I see it, is that many of these people are guilty of confusing correlation and causation. If a particular movement, let's say vegetarianism for example, just so happened to be practiced by a large percentage of anti-Semites, does this necessarily mean that all vegetarians hate Jews? Of course not. Well, the same is true of the Tea Party movement. A few idiots holding signs telling Obama to go back to Nigeria doesn't mean the movement as a whole is racist. So, in the interest of fairness, here are a few examples that illustrate how the fringe on the left spewed immense hate for George W. Bush. As bothersome as these images and videos are, it would be intellectually dishonest of me to generalize and say that all liberals are hateful. Just something to think about.